day I hear only one sound. The moment we're living is now. Now, 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 now.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen. You can email me questions at bruce@brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N. You can follow me on Twitter. And please like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We have over 4,500 moms and dads from around the world that like our page, and I'd like to add you to that list. And don't forget to sign up for my newsletter on the homepage at brucesalen.com. It is time for the Men's Room with Wayne Levine. Wayne Levine is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMenCoaching.com in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMenCoaching.com's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome to the show, Wayne.
Hello, Bruce.
How are you doing?
Good. How can you not be doing well? It's beautiful.
Well, that's a great way to look at things. Have you got any graduates coming up or recently going through that?
Well, no, not graduating, but there are life passages constantly. And so my kids are, one's a grad student, and she'll be working on her PhD for the next 4 years or so, and then my son has another year in undergrad. So, but even though graduation's a year away for him, the life passages are happening all the time. So he's now working an internship and going to learn, starting now, really going to learn about his major. By being in the field and seeing what he likes and how he fits in, and he's going to start growing some wings. You know, he's going to be able to be on his own a little more and experience a new city, and I think that's when changes really start to happen for guys his age.
Where is he going to be? What city?
Up in San Francisco.
Oh, very nice, very nice.
Yeah.
It's as you know, Arnie, my son, is going to be in Boston, so he's going to be truly on his own across the country. He just recently spent 3 days there, the first time that he's done this kind of trip by himself, because they have placement exams at the Berklee College of Music as far as what level music instruction you will get and what level music knowledge you have already as far as where you get placed. So he went there to do that and got to hang out on his own for 72 hours with a lot of the other incoming freshmen. And the maturity that he seemed to bring back in that short amount of time was just so much fun to watch.
Life teaches our children. As fathers, we're really done before we actually are aware of it and before we want to acknowledge it. And there are real lessons that our kids still need to learn, but they're not going to learn them from us. Life's going to teach them.
It's my belief that we lay foundations of things that will help them, and when they then face certain conflicts and challenges in life, they can remember and employ what we have taught them or do it their own way.
Right.
And that's why I call it the greatest ongoing novel or serial drama I'm living. I really feel like I'm in the middle of a movie sometimes or an ongoing TV daytime soap in which I sometimes there's cliffhangers. What's going to happen? You know, will he come back home if he's, you know, out on a night when they were younger and was supposed to be home and he isn't and I can't find him, and it's like a cliffhanger. And then, of course, all the happy occasions. So it's it really is. And for some reason, I don't think I've seen that analogy given much to parenting, that it's like living a novel or living a soap opera.
Well, you know, you are. I've been called dramatic, but Bruce, you got me. So, you know, we part of that cliffhanger and soap opera has to do with how much we involve ourselves in that story, or how tied we are to that story. And I know that we've learned some lessons, my wife and I have learned some lessons recently, about the need for our kids to separate from us.
Can you elaborate? Obviously, it would be a value to me, given that I'm just a few years behind you on that road and that experience. I'd love you to be more specific.
How can I be more specific? So we all attended a music event,
mm-hmm.
and so we found that we share some of the joy of this music. But when we wanted to do some more of that with our son, he was uncomfortable with that. And he didn't want us to be, he was embarrassed. He didn't feel comfortable to be have his parents around this scene. And it really broke his mom's heart a little bit, even though it's completely understandable that kids don't want to be with their parents necessarily when they're with their friends and enjoying their friends' music and their time and their generation. And yet, what's interesting is that when we partake in this environment, other parents' kids are there, and they have a great time being with us. So it's normal for kids to need to break away from their parents, but it's also normal to have your heart broken around it. And it is one of those passages that happens at some point. It could happen in teenage years, or it happens a little later. And eventually, I think the kids move through that and realize, wow, you know, my parents were pretty cool, and it would have been good if I'd been able to have a bigger perspective on this at the time. But it's normal for kids not to want to share certain spaces with their parents anymore.
Well, it's also normal that one kid may be more sensitive than another if you have more than one.
Yes.
So I found that my older son really enjoyed having me around his friends and involved me, invited me, and my younger son just can't even stand the idea of it. So this is just their personalities, because I'm the same outgoing, crazy, wild dad that I am with both of them. So one finds it kind of fun and humorous, and his friends seem to like me. The other one just doesn't want any part of it. And that's them. That's not me.
Yes, but it's important for us to recognize it, notice it, and allow it and accept it and move on from it.
I've done that, and it wasn't easy in the beginning, but I really have done it. And, of course, like any negotiation, the moment you let go, it's almost like he started to allow me in. Because I stopped caring. I realized it's not my place. He's old enough to choose, you know, who he wants over and who he doesn't and how and under what terms, you know, within the boundaries of our parenting. And they've always been acceptable with him. So now he seems a little bit more open. I mean, part of it is that my younger son has discovered the drama club and is just absolutely gaga over musicals. Well, I happen to love musicals, too. For that matter, I know you do as well. And so now we actually have something new to share. We're going to go attend for his birthday. We're going to go see the Book of Mormon. And he's just so excited. The day the tickets became available, we went online and got them like within the first hour. It was to him as if he was going to see his favorite rock band. And we got four tickets so he can take a friend. Well, oh my gosh, he's willing to take a friend with me and his stepmom. That was a big deal to me. I didn't make a big deal about it to him. I said, would you like to bring a friend? And he knows we're going to get four seats together. We're going to go to a dinner or lunch or whatever it is, depending on the time. And he was cool with it. And I basically did not do anything around that. I mean, inside I'm going, yippee! But, you know, outside I had to be Mr. Cool.
You, Mr. Cool, that's you, Bruce.
I love when I make you speechless, Wayne, and it's not difficult. Oh, that's so funny.
Mr. Cool. Yeah, things are always changing with the kids. And, you know, I'm a little more focused on how I'm doing in relationship with them. And, of course, dealing with all the men in the groups and such, and they're talking about their relationships and their struggles in their lives, you know, I'm really focused in on how are we doing with that and what's our responsibility and how we get hung up on a moment in time, and especially with kids because things are always changing. It's like the weather, you know, it's like the weather in Seattle. It's always
moving. If you don't like it, wait a minute.
Yeah, and I think that's a healthy perspective to have with kids, parenting them. It's a series of phases, and they can go very quickly. But like a bad thought, if we hold on to it, we can make more of it than is necessary and create problems where the problems don't exist.
I agree with you completely. I also would like to add one of my favorite sayings is the job of the parent of a teenager is very simple. Keep them alive. Because our influence may not be that great, but they'll get past it. So the phase is really, is hopefully just a phase. Wayne, we are nearly out of time. Where can our listeners find and reach you or avoid you?
Yes, bettermencoaching.com. I'm here. And we're helping men to be better fathers and husbands. And you can find our book and find out about our annual retreat in October.
In Santa Barbara?
In Santa Barbara.
Very good, Wayne. Very, 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 very fast and good segment. Thank you so very much, as usual.
Thanks, Bruce.
We will be back with Pastor Drew Sams and Teen Rap after these messages.
Most men are like me, they struggle and doubt, trouble their mind day in and day out. They're busy a living to worry about a thing called love.